Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
What's up, everybody? How's everyone doing? Sorry I'm late. I don't do that on purpose. There's certain words you can't use on titles, and I had to go back and fix that. So, you know, the Boeing whistleblower, like, that's serious to me, folks. That shows you there's something sketchy going on with these airlines. And I'm going to tell you what, I don't know if I'm going to be flying. Just saying. I don't know. Obviously, there's something they got to hide. They're hiding something. So I'm going to get into that. So much going on. Aaron Rodgers for VP. Are you kidding me? So RFK is now looking at Aaron Rodgers for VP. That should tell you something about his decision making. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't get it. But it's something to talk about today. I don't feel like that's something you can trust, if you know what I'm saying. Folks, you can Venmo me D-Rod 1977. D-Rod 1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, get yourself a copy. If you get on the General's tent, I'll sign it for you. My mama's book, The Mexican Mix, eh? Also on Amazon. Leave her an honest review. Try to be sweet about it, please, folks. Try to be sweet. Oh, my gosh. So much going on. So I got a new ad. And guess who it is? Chuck Norris, baby. Chuck Norris. Yeah. Yep. Can you believe it? I got to tell you, folks. I used to look up to Chuck Norris when I was a kid. You know, I don't know about all the memes today that are coming out. It's kind of funny. But I got to tell you what, Chuck Norris, I'll take his product. I'll give it a shot. So, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made, and I was shocked. He is in his 80s. I didn't know he was in his 80s. Chuck Norris is in his 80s? Chuck Norris is in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out to stay active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids, folks. He did this by just taking one change, by making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. What's this one thing? Well, she says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day long. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Nino. It's down in the link below. Or by clicking on the link below this video, it will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Nino. And click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Hit the link down below and get started with some Chuck Norris, baby, yeah. I don't know. I checked it out. It looks pretty cool. I'm going to get started on it. I like this kind of stuff. I like to stay healthy. I like to stay lean and mean, baby. You always got to shock your body. You always got to try something new. Do something different. And that's what I'm doing with this. So I'm trying the Chuck Norris. I try all the products. I'm going to see how well it does. Man, the guy's in his 80s. Are you kidding me? He's in his 80s. We're getting old, folks. I know my audience is probably an older audience. I'm not sure, but I can go check the demographic. Man, I gotta say, I don't know. I'm not liking it. Getting older is not for pussies. I'll tell you that right now. Spotify, Nino's Corner, Telegram, Nino's Corner, Getter, Nino's Corner, Rumble, Nino's Corner, True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer, Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer, X, X marks the spot, Nino Boxer. Nino Boxer on X. That's taken off for me pretty well. PatriotWear.com. What am I doing here? Right there. There it is. Right there. Nino's Corner.tv, folks. I just did an epic roundtable with Michael Jaco, Scott McKay. So that's up there right now. When the event strikes. It's when the event strikes. Prepping the whole thing. Kind of war gaming the scenario. It's really good. So it's everything war on the Nino's Corner.tv, folks. Victoria Jackson. Do you guys remember Victoria Jackson from SNL, Saturday Night Live? I just did an interview with her, and she talks about the takeover of Hollywood, how that happened. Started off when she was in, Johnny Carson, SNL. She just came out with her new movie, Jingle Smells, I think it is. So Victoria Jackson, folks, came on my show. It was a privilege. It was really cool to talk to somebody back when Saturday Night Live was funny and when it used to be funny. So Victoria Jackson's up on ninoscorner.tv. I'll put it up tonight. Sheila Holm, White Hat Moves. That's up right now on ninoscorner.tv. SG Anon's coming on. Juan O'Savin and Tina Peters is coming on today. Akshay, who is going to cross Antarctica on foot. I don't even know how you go about doing this. I'm not a fan of the cold, and I'm really not a fan of hiking over anything over 2 to 3 miles, to be honest with you. But that may be due to my older age. I don't know. But this guy's going for it. Okay, he's going all in. And I'm going to be doing an interview with him real soon. So, Akshay. And, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. We're getting ready to go. Let's go. There's a lot to talk about today. A lot to talk about today. All right, folks. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, your picture's blurry, huh? Take Chuck Norris's stuff and then go for it. Yeah, I'm trying it. I'm getting some more stuff delivered tomorrow. So I when I like a product, I push it. If I don't like it, believe me, folks, I get asked all day to push stuff. And if I don't like it, I don't push it. I don't even go for it. I'm not going to do that to my audience. I got to try it. So Chuck Norris is obviously doing something right in his 80s. I know he's got a good team behind him to look up these type of supplements and do stuff like that. So this is going to be pretty cool. I think it's awesome. Go to the link below and hit the Chuck Norris link. All right, folks. Coming at you live for the apocalypse vote. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Aaron Rodgers for vice president. Are you kidding me? Why? What are his credentials? He could throw a football. Look, I like Aaron Rodgers. I just don't know if I'd make him vice president. To me, what are you going on? What are we looking at here? He's able to do the quarterback sneak really well. He can line drive. I mean, what are we looking at here that qualifies him to be a vice? I have questions. That's it. I just have questions. I would think someone in the vice, someone to put as a vice president. I look more at like generals. I look at military experience. A good, if this even exists, a good politician, probably non-existent, probably doesn't even exist. I don't know. Or a good businessman. I don't know how good Aaron Rodgers is at business. I don't know. I don't know much about him. I just know he played football. So I'd like to know what credentials are there to make him a vice president, to make him even a pick. So I don't know. Let's follow this and see what happens. I'm not 100% against it, by the way. I'm not 100% against it. I'm just asking why. Why? And, folks, here's something weird. I got to say something. before I get started. I am going to do a separate video on Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, my thoughts on it. Now, Mike Tyson has this mystique around him. The baddest man on the planet can just destroy everybody. Look, folks, what boxing has turned into, what Jake Paul has turned boxing into, is boxing entertainment. More power to him, because you all are going to pay to see this. But Mike Tyson is 58 years old. He's going to be 60. He's a 60. I don't give a shit how ripped he looks, how awesome he looks in training. You know, you got other fighters out there saying, yeah, if he hits Jake Paul, it's over. Yeah, maybe. But Jake Paul is probably going to hit him a lot more than he can hit Jake Paul. If you saw Mike Tyson against Roy Jones just a few years ago, it was a pity-pat pillow fight. I know what I'm looking at. I'm a heavyweight boxer, folks. I know what I'm looking at, and it was a joke. They were body sparring and hardly ever even throwing a head punch. I know what I'm looking at. I don't know. Only thing I can say is I'm I give Jake Paul a C-minus, a D-minus maybe as a real fighter. So see, he can't really take any forward moves anymore. He's taking lateral moves, so he's cherry picking. I can't believe the commissions are letting him do this, but hey, money talks, folks. Money talks. And if you're willing to buy it, it's going to sell and they're going to do it. So that's your fault that he's getting away with this bullshit. So, and it is what it is. What do we need commission? All right, I'm going to go on a big tangent. I'm going to go on a big tangent on this, and I don't want to. Also, folks, I think my cat, Striker, Little Rarar, I call him Little Rarar. Have any of you ever seen a cat? Now, pay attention to what I'm going to say here. Have you ever seen a cat chase his tail like a dog? Okay, so the dog that I had to put down before I got Striker, found Striker on the street, her name was Socks. She did nothing but chase her tail all day long. This cat does the same thing, does the exact same thing. You're all saying yes. Well, you just ruined it for me. Thanks. Because I was going to say, well, maybe it's Socks reincarnated. But now you just blew it out of the water for me, and you took the air out of my balloon, so thanks. I've never seen a cat chase his tail. I've never seen that in my life. I'm watching my cat chase his tail in circles. I've never seen that in my life. Anyway. All right, folks. Let's get going. Sorry about the little... By the way. George Papadopoulos is the general in the general's tent, March 27th, 5 p.m. That's going to be huge. And in April, it will be David Snedeker, Mike King, both. Okay, I got a double generals going on in April. And then in June, and then in May, I got Juan O'Savin coming back on in May. June, I got Michael Jaco and Scott McKay doing, by that time, I'm telling you, folks, I think things are going to be hot, red hot. So if you understand, there's something I want to say here. If you understand the way witchcraft works, they have to do something. I'm not saying this is going to happen. I do not have a crystal ball. Okay. But if you understand witchcraft 101, and you understand how everything's really ran, they have to do something in spring to supply for the harvest. The harvest is October, November, December, right? So if they want to own those months, they got to do some kind of sacrifice in the spring. And it usually involves the youth. So with that being said, that's why I'm looking at spring. Now, could nothing happen at all? Yeah, sure. But understand that that's the way these people work. So both sides of the aisle are absolutely corrupt. I have, you know, Sean Ryan, my buddy Sean Ryan from the Sean Ryan Show, was at the State of the Union, and he was like, Dave, it was disgusting. absolutely disgusting. I'm going to try to get him on the show to talk about just how disgusting it was. The Democrats now have no choice but to hold on to Biden as they face off with a MAGA juggernaut, Donald. So now both sides are like, fuck, you got to hold on to your guy. We got to nominate our guy. The charges aren't sticking. What do we do? What do we do? So don't kid yourself, folks. The RNC is in disbelief that he's still here. They want to get rid of him just as bad as the DNC wants to get rid of Biden. Both sides don't want this at all. Panic is striking both sides. When I was on with Scott McKay and Jayco, I played a video of De Niro, and I think he was with Bill Maher, talking about, you won't have a show anymore. He'll come looking for you. He'll come looking for me. What are you worried about, De Niro? What are you worried about? Why would he come looking for you? Why would Bill Maher not have a show anymore? These are just questions I have. I'm telling you right now, they're not sleeping at night. They are not sleeping at night. They are nervous. They cannot believe we're here once again. They can't get rid of this guy. So panic moves are going to ensue. Is that right? Ensue? Ensue. I've never used that word. I just use it right now. So panic moves are going to ensue. Did I use that word correctly? I don't know. But their futures are absolutely in jeopardy. Fight all odds. How is he still here? They don't understand. They don't get it. I do. I understand it. One man can't play chicken with the global elites and get this lucky all the time. Time and time again. It doesn't happen. It does not happen. You don't get this lucky over and over and over. Unless. Operation. Sheila Holmes is fire. Yeah, you guys like that? That's got, folks, you got to go to ninoscorner.tv. If you need some hopium, go get some hopium at ninoscorner.tv. I'm telling you right now, it's a great one. So what I think they're going to do is play the forgetful Biden card until he gets to convention. And then when he gets to convention, is he going to say, I'm doing this for the country. I'm going to step down. Due to my peers and the advice from my campaign, I'm going to do what's best for the American people. I'm going to step down, and I hope old demented Don does too. Then who comes in? Still won't work. You got to understand, it still won't work. It still will not work. What then? Maybe he gets replaced with, I don't know, Newsom. We know, I don't think it's going to be Big Mike. And as all this happens, I'm going to tell you right now, man, RFK is lurking in the shadows, waiting to capitalize. Now, I'm watching him. Because there's only one thing that I really agree with him on, one thing, and everything else I've looked at, I'm like, oh, gosh, he's liberal to the bone, And he buys into everything else. It's too hot outside. I don't know. But he's definitely a wild card worth watching. I appreciate the super chats, by the way. Thank you, Alan Krause. He's definitely a wild card worth watching if you believe we will make it all the way. If you really believe, which I talk to people that are like, of course we are. What are you talking about? Of course we're going to go all the way to November. I'm like, really? What are you sniffing? What are you smoking? I want some. I like that. Let me smoke some of that hopium. Actually, I'll be honest with you. The worst thing that could happen is if we do go all the way and all of this happens, and we're back to where we were. That would, to me, that would, give me a thumbs up if you agree. If that actually happened, where we go all the way to November and the same thing happens again, folks, it's a wrap. It was a rat. We're going to know what's true and what was conspiracy. We'll know all of this by this time in 2025. So Robert F. Kennedy is talking to Aaron Rodgers about being his presidential running mate. Madison independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has approached former Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers about potentially serving as a running mate in his bid for the White House. Like Kennedy, Rodgers is a longtime skeptic of the effectiveness of the boogeyman this, and has already said he plans to vote for Kennedy as president. And like Kennedy, Rodgers isn't a fan of the Democratic president, Joe Biden. Well, at least I agree with him on that. I'm just asking, okay, there's one thing you agree with him on, and is that enough for you to approach this man? I mean, are you a fan of the Green Bay Packers? I'm trying to understand this. Why Aaron Rodgers? There has to be more substance here. There has to be something more here on why you would pick Aaron Rodgers as a vice president. I mean, it's not saying he picked him, but that he's approached him. I guess they're in conversation. They're in talks with it right now. Kennedy, an environmental lawyer. So you know what he stands on with. It's too hot outside. Who's the son of Robert F. Kennedy, has built a platform based on his opposition to these and his storied family of Democratic politics, raising concerns among Democrats. He may draw votes away from President Joe Biden, but the way I see it, folks, I think he's going to draw just as many away from Trump. People that are in the middle, moderates, people that were floating towards Mr. T, I think Robert Kennedy will snatch up those votes. Give me your thought. What do you thought? That's what I think. President Joe Biden has won enough delegates to clinch the 2024 Democratic nomination. So is that any surprise? But from what I'm understanding, the switcheroo can't happen until he gets to convention. So President Joe Biden, who took office aiming to steady a nation convulsed by the boogeyman and the January 6th insurrection, clinched a second straight Democratic nomination Tuesday and set up an all but certain rematch with the predecessor he blames for destabilizing the country. He has the balls to say that he blames Mr. T for destabilizing a country. This man is, don't they all just do that? They just blame everybody else. Oh, he did it. He did it. Oh, it's his fault. So he blames Mr. T for where we're at in the country right now. The best 4 years that we've had was under Mr. T. So Biden has become his party's presumptive nominee when he won enough delegates in Georgia. That pushed Biden's count past 1,968 for a majority of delegates to the Democrat National Convention in Chicago this August. So this August, when his nomination will be made official. So I've talked to Juanito about this. I've talked to a few people about this. It has to be official before he can do any kind of switcheroo. In Yahoo News, the State of the Union did not do anything at all for Biden, according to Yahoo News. So there was no bump in the polls, but you got to first believe the polls. So do you guys even believe the polls? Because I don't. Pundits may have fawned over President Biden's State of the Union address last Thursday, praising it as a home run performance from a very fiery and powerful, vigorous guy that would ease nagging fears about his age and vitality. But voters barely seem to have noticed. It did nothing for him in the polls. A new Yahoo News survey of 1,482 U.S. adults conducted in the days immediately following Biden's big speech shows zero improvement in perceptions of the president or in his standing against former President Donald. So it did nothing. Oh, boy. Now, these are the numbers that you are going to be forced to believe, okay? Before the State of the Union, 45%, Biden, 44. Before the State of the Union, by 1 point. Do you really believe that? So they were tied. Basically, they're tied. They were tied. Tied, folks. Do you really believe this? They remain tied today. So they're head to head. They're neck to neck in the race, folks. Can you believe it? Oh my gosh. They're neck to neck. They're neck to neck in this race. With today, Trump being 46% and Biden being 44, a gap that's well within the poll's margin of error of 2.8%. So there could be some error there. Here we go again. You know where they're leading us. You know where they're taking us, folks, right to the edge of the cliff to make it believable that, oh, well, you didn't know. Well, they were neck to neck. You didn't know that. They were neck to neck. They were right on each other's ass. Ah, Biden just kind of squeaked by. What can we say? If this goes to the November and goes all the way, then I'll stick my fucking foot in my mouth and I'll forever end podcasting, folks. I'm done. I'm fucking done. Because if this goes all the way and nothing happens, believe me when I tell you this, that's the worst that can happen. Special counsel, huh? I don't trust this guy for shit. Huh? I mean, tell me. And then the people send me stuff on him all the time. Oh, he went to Harvard. He's a good guy. Oh. Did he go to Harvard? Someone put it, her. I'm talking about her. Special counsel, her. Just revealed that a damage assessment is underway by the intelligence agencies to determine if Biden's decade-long breaches of top-secret national defense information exposed sources and methods and caused grave damage to national security. Let's think about that for a second. Special counsel, her. Kind of like, if you ask me, the way it looks to me, like a handler. That's my opinion. So the heat is on Biden. Classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center. So this is the conversation. Is that correct? They were found in President Biden's garage in Wilmington, Delaware. Yes. And his basement den. Yes. And in the office. Correct. And then the third floor den, correct. At the University of Delaware, yes. And at the Biden Institute, correct. President Biden had unauthorized possession of classified documents, writings, or notes related to national defense. That's correct. Hey, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate the super chat. Did he tell his ghostwriter on February 16th, 2017, that he had just found all of his classified stuff downstairs? He did make that statement that was captured on the audio recording. Correct. Yes. And on April 10th, 2017, Biden read aloud a classified passage. Correct. Yes. It appears from the report that President Biden met every actual element of the crime. So he's in trouble. There's no way. Remember, they game this out. If you heard Juanito talk about this, they game this out. There's no, they feel that they, and this was a while back, that they only had about, 90 to 100 and something days left with him. So the Chinese, very sneaky, they game this out. They don't believe they got a very long time with him. So here we are. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? This is when it's going to get really interesting, because this is when they're going to play the Democrat chairs, musical chairs. How are they going to do this? It's going to be real interesting. Remember, Pelosi's not there anymore, so they can't use her. They can't use Pelosi. What are they going to do? I'm guessing Newsom. Maybe use Kamala for a placeholder, get Newsom in. This is going to be really interesting to watch. Very interesting. And then my bet with Cash Patel and a few other people, honestly, is that some kind of event. Who's on my side for the bet? How many of you all are betting with me on this? How many of you believe that I'm correct? Give me a thumbs up if you think that, it's going to an event. Congressional hearing on the Biden classified documents probe turns into a proxy campaign battle. So lawmakers, turned a Tuesday hearing on President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents into a proxy battle between the Democrat presidential and Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, as a newly released transcript of Biden's testimony last fall showed that he repeatedly insisted he never meant to retain classified information. And he left the vice presidency. After he left the vice presidency, special counsel Robert Hur, testifying before the House Judiciary Committee, stood steadfastly by the assessments in his 345-page report that questioned Biden's age and mental competence, but recommended no criminal charges. So let's throw all the criminal charges on, but let's not recommend any for Biden. Nah. You know why? Because Biden, we got to feel sorry for him. He's old, man. Come on, man. He's old. What I wrote is what I believe the evidence shows and what I expect jurors would perceive and believe, Hur said. I did not sanitize my explanation, nor did I disparage the president unfairly. This transcript of hours of interviews between Biden and the special counsel released Tuesday provide a more textured picture of the roughly year-long investigation, filling in some of the gaps left by Hur's and Biden's accounting of the exchanges. But there was no guarantee the hearing or transcript would alter preconceived notions about the president, the special counsel who investigated him, or Trump's particularly hard-fought election year. While Biden was adamant that he treated classified information seriously, the transcript shows that he was at times fuzzy about dates and details. He's just too old. And said he was unfamiliar with the paper trail for some of the sensitive documents he handled. The hearing played out as both Biden and Trump were on the cusp of claiming the party's nominations. And the party lines calcified almost immediately over which leader meant to hang on to classified documents, or rather who willfully retain them and who didn't. So they're going to say that it's not Biden's fault, that he didn't willfully. He's just not all there. He's an elderly person. So, but isn't Trump around the same age? So what's good for the goose is not good for the gander here. What's going on? They're going to say, Biden, he's just too old. And so that's going to lead him into convention. And then when they get to convention, Biden's going to say, I'm just doing what's right for the country. I'm stepping aside. But folks, remember this. Remember this. We pushed their hand into this. This is where we want them. Biden transcript calls into question special counsel's bombshell memory claims. A transcript, a special counsel's interview with President Biden about the handling of classified documents shows that the Democrat repeatedly insisted he never deliberately intended to retain sensitive files, according to reports. So you're going to let this guy get away with the mishandling of sensitive documents because he's just forgetful. He's just forgetful. That's okay. That's okay. We can forgive him for that. He's just forgetful, folks. I can't believe what I'm reading here. And I hope you all, I mean, I don't know what to say. Alberta, Canada. Alberta, Canada in the house. You know, I got a lot of Canadians that watch my show. It's pretty interesting. I feel really sorry for you all. I'm going to tell you that right now. I've been to Canada a few times. And I got to say, Trudeau has got to go. Trudeau has got to go. Biden had repeated mental lapse during special counsel interview in the transcript. So in the five-hour interview with special counsel Robert Hur, I don't trust Robert Hur, by the way, folks. You know how I feel about him. President Biden repeatedly mixed up dates, countries, and the timeline of significant events, including the years his son Beau died and Donald Trump was elected, according to a transcript of the interview reviewed by Axios. Why it matters. The transcript supports Hur's account that Biden had multiple mental lapses despite recent pushback from the president and the White House. So, folks, they're really going to play. They're really seriously. These are top secret documents, and they're going to play the sympathy card. Can you believe this? I can't. Well, yeah, I can. What am I saying? Of course I can. Hur is testifying before Congress on Tuesday in his first public remarks since the report on Biden's handling of classified documents became public in February. Zoom in. So over the course of the two-day interview, which took place in the immediate aftermath of October 7th Hamas attack on Israel, Biden repeatedly asked for help, remembering certain important dates, and his lawyers frequently stepped in. When did I announce for president in 2019? He asked. If it was 2013, when did I stop being president? In 2009, am I still vice president? Trump gets elected in November of 2017, Biden asked, before someone noted it was November of 2016. Twice in the same day, Biden struggled to find the words for fax machine. You see, when there's a printer and what do they call it? The machine that, what does it do? It prints, he asked, until White House counsel Ed Siskel offered up fax machine in both instances. Between the lines, after the report was released, Biden disputed her statement that he didn't remember the year his son Beau died. He didn't remember it. So that's what they're going to run with, folks. They're going to run with, I told you, their campaign is going to be the old cool guy that forgets everything, but it's funny. It's going to be comical. And then they're going to just make you like him. Just make you like him enough and respect him enough so that when he gets to convention, he steps down. That's what they're going to do. Just make you like him enough to get to convention, make it believable, and then he steps down. And guess what, folks? There's a bloodbath at the RNC. So the bloodbath at the RNC has picked up. Trump team slashes staff at committee. So Trump now is getting rid of people. He's firing a lot of people. Donald Trump's newly installed leadership team at the Republican National Committee on Monday began the process of pushing out dozens of officials, according to two people close to the Trump campaign and the RNC. All told, the expectation is that more than 60 RNC staffers who work across the political communications and data departments will be let go. Those being asked to resign include the members of the senior staff. Though the names were not made public, additionally, some vendor contracts are expected to be cut. I'm hearing that all kinds of shit has hit the fan with the DNC and RNC. I'm hearing that it's so bad right now, folks, that they're cannibalizing each other. So whispers are inside of what's going on with the politicians in Capitol Hill is that it's so bad. Nobody can agree on anything, at least when it comes to Trump and Biden. But if Sean Ryan told me that at the State of the Union, it was absolutely pathetic. Pathetic. It made him disgusted. He wanted to just go home. And it's actually what Jesse Ventura said many times. He says, it's the WWE, man. They pretend they hate each other out in the open, behind closed doors. They're smoking cigars, toasting to deals. That's how this country is run. But that's all going to change. That's all going to change very, very soon. We're getting a revamp. Trump's Georgia case hangs on key decision of a relatively new judge. I just heard today, was it today, that a Georgia judge dismisses charges, some of the charges against Trump. Georgia judge dismisses charges against Trump. I don't know how many of the charges, maybe some of you want to look into this, but it looks like he dismissed quite a bit of them. So very good. We're making headway. Speaker Mike Johnson surprised by Ken Buck's retirement. I did not know it was coming. So Speaker of the House Mike Johnson said he was surprised by Ken Buck's decision to resign from Congress, indicating that Buck did not give him a heads up before announcing his impending retirement on Tuesday. I was surprised by Ken's announcement. I'm looking forward to talking to him about that, said Johnson before confirming that he didn't know it was coming. How many of you told you about Johnson way back in the day? I did. It said he's a damn. It's the same as DeSantis. They're all the same, folks. They're all the same. We need a proper cleaning. If you're going to fumigate for termites, you got to know, first, you know, the important thing here, what we're watching right now, is who? The red pill process. Who's who? Who's doing what? Who's friends with who? That's all being played out right now. The swamp rats are smoking themselves out. And you know how I feel about this. I feel like it's the most genius ever sting operation. That's all I'm going to say. Trump asked Elon Musk if he wanted to buy Truth Social. Really? I don't know. The idea went nowhere, but the former president and the billionaire ex-owner have continued to communicate more than was previously known, folks. Former President Donald Trump asked Elon Musk last summer whether the billionaire industrialist would be interested in buying Trump's social network, Truth Social, according to two people with knowledge of the conversation. The overture to Musk, whose business empire includes SpaceX, Tesla, and the social networking site X, did not lead to a deal, but the conversation, which has not previously been reported, shows the two men have communicated more than was.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
It was known. I heard he was just in Mar-a-Lago. He was just in Mar-a-Lago. Juanita was up there, I think, when Elon was up there with Trump. The two have had other conversations, too, Trump advisors say, about politics and business. So you know, folks, you all know. I'm preaching to the choir. You all know that my feeling on Elon is we can trust him, but I wouldn't. How can I put this? He's like a frenemy. If that makes sense, he's someone you can hang out with, have a beer with, but you wouldn't trust him with your wife. But you would trust Sancho. Sancho, you can trust with your wife. You get what I'm saying? He's like one of those that you got to kind of keep on a tight leash. Like, I like you. You make me like you. I like you. You crack some funny jokes, but don't come over, okay? Just don't come over. We'll meet at the bar. I don't know if I make sense on that. I got a bad feeling. Look, when you're wearing a Baphomet costume on your profile picture, I don't know. That tells me a lot right there. What if I came on air and I'm wearing an upside down cross? I don't know. What if I'm wearing a Baphomet shirt? You all would be like, no, that motherfucker's compromised. I'm out. See you later. Peace. But no, I come on wearing Operation Impending Doom, a cock on my hat. You know, what am I saying here? I don't know. I don't make any sense at all. I just think it goes. I don't know. I like the rooster. You know, one of my favorite songs. How many of you can guess one of my favorite songs? One of my favorite songs is, come on, guys, guess it. Guess it. Pearl Jam, you're right. Alice in Chains, you're close, Alice in Chains. Come on, the rooster, there you go. Boom, baby. Here comes a rooster. Oh, yeah. Yes. I love that song. Man in a Box. That's a good song. Yeah, Man in a Box. The Rooster. That's it. That's my song, baby. Controversial free speech site Rumble wants to buy and operate TikTok in the U.S. to stop Congress from banning Chinese-owned app. So here's the thing, folks. If you know this, and I'm just going to share you some inside information here. TikTok kind of holds YouTube accountable. So if TikTok goes, we are in deep shit. Oh, and I think that's why Trump is backing TikTok right now, because if it goes, man, that gives free reign to FluffTube to go ahead and censor and do whatever they want to do. So TikTok kind of holds everyone accountable because everyone's going there. They're the biggest competition of YouTube and all the other platforms is TikTok. So that's my method of that. That's what I'm thinking is, like, maybe that's why Trump has come out and kind of backed TikTok a little bit, because if they go, all other platforms, now YouTube has a complete monopoly. Online video platform Rumble, and let me tell you something, folks, Rumble doesn't even put a dent, from what I understand, the people that I've talked to, not even a dent into FluffTube at all. Not even a dent. Not even a nick in a windshield. So if Rumble gets TikTok, this is huge. Online video platform Rumble has offered to buy and operate TikTok in the U.S. Officials are requiring its parent company to sell the platform or be banned. So will Rumble pick it up? A letter from Rumble CEO Chris Pavlovsky, surfaced on the company's X page Tuesday, declaring that his online video platform is ready to acquire and operate TikTok in the U.S. Wow. Pavlovsky stated his case further by explaining Rumble would store data safely and securely in the U.S. with its newly launched cloud service that advocates for the free and open internet. The letter comes as the House of Representatives has threatened to ban TikTok if its parent company, ByteDance, does not sell, citing national security concerns about the Chinese government's access to user data. So, could Rumble buy TikTok? Oh, I don't know. Very, very interesting. So Trump wants to sell Truth Social to Elon Musk, and TikTok may sell to Rumble or get banned. It makes you wonder, right? It makes you wonder who's really behind the scenes in all this. Who's really pushing whose hand? We're going to see a lot of crazy, crazy stuff, folks, this year. I'm expecting everything. What's the important date? March 3/22, right? This month, March 22nd. That's a spring equinox, is it? Am I right? Can someone, is it the spring equinox, March 22nd? Is that spring? Can someone give me a thumbs up? Check on that, please. My Nino Knights, my Black Sheep family. Yeah, 3/15 is also a big date, but I don't know if anything happened. Oh, wait, it's 3/13. It's not even 3/15 yet. So I think that's when everything really starts to move forward, really starts to go fast. It's going to be spring, boom, spring forward. So it begins, folks, so it begins. Armed citizens patrol So check this out, man. Armed citizens are starting to patrol now. They start in Hartford amid violence concerns. So a new controversial armed citizen patrol has launched in Hartford. Organizers say the people will be legally carrying as they walk around parts of the city where violence has taken a toll. So the people are taking it into their own hands now, folks. You can't trust the police. You can call the police and they don't come for hours. Organizers say the people will be legally carrying. So they're going to be carrying. Wow. Though some, including the city's mayor, are raising concerns about the effort. Why? Why? You're not doing shit. In Harvard's North End on Saturday, a group of people looked to patrol and clean up Garden Street. It was important to come out here because we believe that we have to keep the community safe, keep the community clean, and we're doing this by being out here for a few hours to clean up the community, pick up the trash, and hopefully stop crime. Garden Street has seen its share of gun violence, including a double homicide in February, which is what prompted the push for civilian armed patrols. So this is starting to take fire. So I think this is going to pick up. I think it starts in Hartford, and I'm surprised it hasn't started here in Texas, to be honest with you. We are legally armed and we are patrolling, said Cornell Lewis, the founder of the Self-Defense Brigade. The people on Garden Street came to us and asked for our help. So we're giving help. So they're gonna provide help. While there did not appear to be an open carry, which is banned in Connecticut, organizers previously told us those arms would be licensed and have concealed weapons. So they're not open carry, so they conceal and carry. They were part of the Minister Cornell Lewis's Self-Defense Brigade. We are not vigilantes. We are a group of people that are disciplined and trained. We go to the shooting range and we practice there. The effort faces opposition, including from an anti-violence group and the Hartford mayor. So what, would you rather just have crime? You just want crime? I'm all for this, folks. I'm all for this. And I think when the event, whatever event happens, you know, I've always said this, you got to vet your sheriff. You got to vet the police. And that's why I have auditors on my channel. That is why I have people like San Joaquin Valley on. Auditing channels are important, folks. It's important to hold these guys accountable, because if illegals are being hired, they're not going to give two fucks about you. Okay? Better audit. Hi, Nino. Hello. 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 So Democrats vote unanimously to include illegal immigrants in the census. Senate Democrats have unanimously defeated Senator Bill Hagerty's proposal to bar illegal immigrants from being counted in the national consensus, warning that their numbers go toward informing and appointing of House seats and the Electoral College. Soon after President Joe Biden took office in 2021, he signed an executive order requiring the Census Bureau to determine the population of each state in the United States without regard to whether residents have lawful immigration status. The amendment, which would be added to the Equal Representation Act that Senator Hagerty proposed last month, would require the Census Bureau to include a citizenship question, in any future consensus. Anyone who isn't a U.S. citizen, including people with temporary visas and green cards, would then be excluded from the ballot for congressional district and electoral college appointments. Census data is collected every 10 years. The proposal was attached to the $460 billion government spending package that was passed on Saturday. The measure was shot down 45-51 after failing to get even a single Democrat vote. Senator Hagerty released a statement on March 8th accusing Democrats of holding back the amendment for political reasons while also promising to keep pressing the issue. I gotta say, sometimes it's really hard to read this news, and I get it, folks. It might even be hard to listen to, but am I doing a good job? Give me a thumbs up if you feel like I'm doing a good job. You can donate to the Venmo, D-Rod1977, or even Super Chat. I got to tell you, folks, coming on here every day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, is grueling. Like, it's cool. It was cool the first few months. You know, it's kind of fun. But doing this all the time has really taken a toll on me. I hope I'm doing a good job. I don't know. I'm just doing what I do naturally. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Hey, yo. Yeah. I'm just watching the folks, look at it like this. I'm just watching the battlefront, commentating the biggest show on earth, and we're all doing this together. I'm not any better than any of you. We're all doing this together. We're all part of the Black G family. This channel is your channel. This is your channel. And you can go to my Rumble channel too, Nino's Corner. I'm posting some stuff on there now more often, more frequently. Nino's Corner. Look, I know there's some scammers out there. And folks, I'm not sending anybody emails. So if you're getting emails from my Facebook, or so, that's not me. It's not me. I don't do that shit. So please know that if you're getting emails from me, it's not me. I'm on Telegram. Nino's Corner on Telegram. I'm on Nino's Corner on Rumble, and obviously Nino's Corner.tv, and I use each platform for what it's good for. Because I tell you, folks, I don't know where these scammers are coming from. Not me. It's not me. I get emails sometimes. Are you the one sending this out to me? I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't do that. It's not me. I'm not trying to get you to buy crypto. I don't know shit about crypto, and I'm not trying to do the Nassaro thing. Stop it. It's not me. Don't have a conversation with whoever this person is. I don't even have a Facebook page, folks. They bombed me on Facebook. I don't have a Facebook page. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. You know what? It makes me feel really good. Depeche. Who said Depeche? Depeche Mode? Depeche Mode? Do you know I have a station dedicated to Depeche Mode? Do you know that this is a fun little fact, but when I used to be in the dressing room getting wrapped up for fights, I listened to Depeche Mode because it would honestly just relax me. It would relax me before the fight. I love Depeche Mode. That's one of my all-time top three, I don't know. That's a good band. Shit, man. They could arguably be one or two spot for me. They're such a good band. I like The Cure. I love The Cure. I like Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam. I'm a 90s kid. I like a little bit of Beastie Boys in my soundtrack. I like some of the Beastie Boys. Reminds me of the partying days when I was carefree, when everything was awesome. Gosh, I'm not saying life isn't good now. Life is always good, but I got to tell you, folks, man, nothing's like being a teenager in your 20s, right? Man, it's just so awesome. Actually, I feel sorry for Generation Z. I feel like they're a completely captured operation, a completely captured generation. I wouldn't want to be them. I think we had it the best. I feel like I had it the best. The 80s, 90s, into the 2010. That's it, man. That capped right there. It really stopped in 2001 for obvious reasons, right? But I think the goodness still kind of lingered into 2010, and then that was it. And we have a point of reference. That's why I say, if we're going to save this nation, it's going to be up to the old dogs. It's going to be up to us. We got to fix what we messed up. I mean, look at it this way. Generation Z is not going to do it. They're not going to do it. So it's up to us to do it. It's going to be the old dogs that are going to do it. There's going to be some exceptions. I'm going to say there are some exceptions in Generation Z. But if we're going to pull this back in, bam, it's going to be us. It's got to be us. Jimmy Kimmel was told, don't read Donald Trump's Oscars diss on stage. Reacts to Al Pacino's awkward presenting. I guess he's never watched an award show before. So right after hosting the 2024 Oscars, Jimmy Kimmel was interviewed backstage by Kelly Ripa. Sorry. Shit. Sometimes my eyesight's blurry in the morning. and Mark Consuelos for their annual Post Office Live special and gave his quick reactions to some of the ceremony buzziest moments. Kimmel's final bit as host was reading out loud Donald Trump's criticism of the show, which Trump posted on Truth Social earlier in the night. Has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? Trump posted. His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Also, a really bad politically correct show tonight. And for years, disjointed, boring, and very unfair. Why don't they just give the Oscars to those that deserve them? Maybe that way their audience and TV ratings will come back from the depths. Wake up, make America great again. Kimmel fired back at Trump live on stage by saying, blah, blah, blah. Okay, now see if you can guess which former president just posted that on Trump on Truth Social. Anyone? No? Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still, isn't it past your jail time? Boy, the only thing I can say to this, watching from the outside, is, man, he just keeps making it worse and worse for himself, doesn't he, Kimmel? I'd like to know, what's his Jimmy Kimmel show's ratings? Are they even good anymore? Do people still watch this guy? I don't. I don't watch any of these people anymore. And that's why it's fascinating when I have someone like Victoria Jackson or John Snyder on my old Hollywood people that are conservative that come on my show now. It's pretty impressive to see how they've turned their back completely on Hollywood. They really never even feel like they associated with Hollywood, to be honest with you. It's pretty impressive. John Schneider, Victoria Jackson. You guys are going to love the Victoria Jackson interview that's going to be on ninoscorner.tv. So guess what you can't do, everybody? Guess what you cannot do? You cannot boo anymore. You cannot have an opinion. Excuse me, I thought this was a free country. So firefighters booed New York Attorney General who sued Trump for fraud. Officials are now investigating. So you're telling me officials are investigating people that boo somebody? Whoa, is this China? Oh, yes, it is. Oh, it is China. We snuck in. Shit. A union representing New York City firefighters is raising concerns about possible disciplinary action against its members after state attorney Attorney General Letitia James, motherfucker, was booed, and a pro-Donald Trump chant broke out during a fire department ceremony last week. The Democrat, whose office won a $355 million penalty against the Republican and former president for lying about his wealth last month, he lied, faced a chorus of jeers as she addressed the department promotion ceremony Thursday in Brooklyn. Come on, we're in the house of God, James responded. As some in the crowd at the Christian Cultural Center also aggressively chanted Trump's name. And she sits there and says, simmer down, simmer down, simmer down. Fire officials, in an internal note shared widely on social media, called the conduct grossly inappropriate. So you're calling free speech grossly inappropriate? What? These people are expressing free speech, and you're calling it grossly inappropriate and disrespectful to fellow firefighters. Kind of hard to say that. Fellow firefighters. Yeah. And their supporters attending the special occasion. So you're not allowed to boo anybody, folks. You got to know this. China, Russian warships join naval exercises in Iran with Iran. Huge explosion is reported in Yangzhou, China. Oh, what the. The explosion happened in a building. There's no immediate report on the casualties. More breaking news. Putin says Russia is ready to use nuclear weapons in the existence of the state, if the existence of the state is threatened. An unidentified man in New Mexico dies from a bubonic plague in America's first fatal case in years, state health department says. That's scary. Say what? Say what? What? Someone just died of bubonic plague? I thought someone hasn't died from that since like the 1700s. How is someone dying from the bubonic plague? That's scary shit. Online influencer Andrew Tate, folks. Andrew Tate detained in Romania. Handed UK arrest warrant. His spokesperson says, you know, I talked to my my YouTube agent, and he says, Dave, you can do something pretty dramatic, pretty crazy, and get a lot of views, but we suggest you take the stairs, not the elevator. Because when you take the elevator, shit like this happens. When you get to the top too fast, boom, baby. I got to say, I agree with that. I'm taking the stairs. I may cheat a little bit and take the elevator to a certain couple floors up, but I'm taking the stairs. Tate, 37, and his brother Tristan Tate were detained Monday evening on allegations of sexual aggression in a UK case. So you can get detained now for sexual aggression, for just being horny. You're horny? Make sure you know who you're putting the pass on, because they can get you now for aggressiveness. Romania. Online influencer Andrew Tate was detained in Romania and handed an arrest warrant issued by British authorities. His spokesperson said Tuesday, Tate, 37, and his former brother, and his brother, Tristan Tate, were detained Monday evening on allegations of sexual aggression. What is that? What is sexual aggression? I mean, anything. You wink at somebody. I mean, you make a pass at somebody. Hey, I think you're fucking hot. Can I get your phone number? Oh, my God, I'm pressing charges. You're not allowed to hit on me. So what's the fine line here? What's the fine line? What even is and flirting? What, like, so if you look like Brad Pitt, you look like Brad Pitt, that's flirting. That's a good thing. I'll go to bed with him. If you look like Harvey Weinstein, that's creepy and gross, and you're going to fucking jail. Okay? Make sure you're not ugly when you hit on somebody. Because if you're ugly, you're going to jail for being ugly. It's creepy. Oh, my God. He's over 50. He's gross. You're going to jail. But if he's 25, it looks like Brad Pitt. It's go time. And I don't even know if Tate's good looking. I look at him and I don't see a good looking man. I see a decent, a powerful guy. He's power is attractiveness to attractive to women, I guess. Stephen Curry for president. Maybe. Says Warrior star who wants to leverage his influence for good. So Stephen Curry is a lot of things. He's a lot of things. He is a future first ballot Hall of Famer, the greatest shooter in the NBA history, and an international icon loved by millions in and outside of the Bay Area, and maybe a future politician. While Curry is still performing at peak levels with the Golden State Warriors this season and still has quite a few years before he is likely retires, he's already looking ahead to life after basketball. During an appearance on CBS Mornings while promoting his second children's book. He has a second children's book. I Am Extraordinary, aimed at inspiring kids to embrace their uniqueness. Curry was asked by CBS News national correspondent Jerica Duncan if he'd ever considered a career in politics, specifically running for president. After his playing days are over, maybe I have an interest in leveraging every part of my influence for good in the way that I can, Curry said. So if that's the way to do it, then I'm not going to say the presidency. But if politics is a way that you can create meaningful change, then I'm going to do it. It's like, okay, Curry for president, Aaron Rodgers for vice president. So I'm guessing nowadays your credentials just need to be you can put a basketball through a hoop and you can throw a football really far. That's it. That's all you got to do. That's America for you, folks. That's America. Throw a football and you get to be vice president. Put a ball through a hoop, you can be president. Boeing is in big trouble. You think Boeing's already miserable? 2024 couldn't get any worse. But on Monday, a 787 Dreamliner plunged suddenly mid-flight from the sky, injuring dozens of passengers after a pilot said he temporarily lost control of the aircraft. Let me tell you what this is. I did a few shows back. I talked about how they're lowering the standards of hiring people. Maintenance, pilots, the whole thing. They're lowering the standards. And when you do that, you're messing with people's lives. And when you mess with people, and when you do that, accidents like this happen. They don't have experience. Experience is everything. The company's nonstop streak of bad news began the first weekend of the year when part of the Alaska Airlines 737 Blue Max off the side of the plane just after takeoff. Did you guys see this? Did you guys watch this? A preliminary federal investigation revealed that Boeing probably did not put the bolts in the so-called door plug that are designed to prevent the part from blowing off of the plane. They forgot to put the bolts. You know, so there's been times I've gone into planes and I'm watching like maintenance people work at this, the plane's being held up and I'm sitting there waiting and I'm like, all right, gut check right now. Like I can just fucking go home. Like I don't need to get on this plane. I don't need to walk on the ramp and get on this plane because they're busy. For whatever reason, they're holding this plane back so you can't fly on it. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, why? What is the deal? What are they going to do? Are they going to duct tape something? What methods are they going to use to secure whatever they're going to secure so that we can fucking take off in the sky? What's the problem? And they don't tell you what the issue is. They don't tell you. They don't have the decency or courtesy to tell you, well, there was something wrong with the fuel line, but we fixed it. We patched it up. We put some fix-a-flat on it. We're all good. I don't know. We put a... fucking something you get off of an infomercial. I don't know. But all I'm saying is I don't trust it. Whenever they're holding up my plane, I sometimes go home. I say, you know, I don't feel comfortable now. Now my whole flight's going to be uneasy. I'm not going to feel good flying. I'm going home. I'd rather go home. I'll drive 5 or 6 hours to get where I'm going to get on that fucking plane and deal with a bunch of fucking smelly people, okay? And second or third, whatever it is, I'm big. I'm 6'5", 265 pounds. I fucking hate planes. I hate sitting in a chair crunched up next to Sadie who stinks. And then I got to worry about the plane going down? No, thank you. Sorry. Sorry about that. Damn, I'm going long today. Do you guys like these longer shows or should I cut it right at about 40 minutes? I don't know why I'm going so long. I guess I have a lot to get out. I guess I have a lot to get out. Lots on my mind. Airplanes. I don't know. I'd much rather do a 5-6 hour drive. I'd much rather do a 5-6 hour drive. Do I keep a lot of you company? A lot of you lonely? Are you lonely like me? Are you lonely? Hey, Nino, how do you like flying? I'll rather drive. I drive everywhere. Cut it at 40? All right. Well, sorry. Why are you still here? Why are you here? I don't understand. You tell me to cut it at 40, but you're here. Oh, so former Boeing whistleblower found dead from apparent self-inflicted wound, gunshot wound. Tells you a lot about Boeing, doesn't it? So a former longtime Boeing employee who had raised serious concerns about the company's production standards was found dead in Charleston, South Carolina over the weekend, according to the Charleston County Coroner's Office. A news release from the Charleston County Coroner's Office said John Barrett, 62, died on March 9th from what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Another whistleblower gone. This scares the hell out of me. When you got airlines putting hits on people, man, it's like, I don't know. Do you really want to fly anymore? A statement provided to CNN by his lawyers say John was in the midst of a deposition in his whistleblower retaliation case, which finally was nearing the end. It was finally coming to the end. He was in very good spirits and really looking forward to putting his phase of his life behind him and moving on. We didn't see any indication he would take his own life. No one can believe it. Gee whiz. Ain't that something? Shucks. Huh. What would make him take his own life? Gee, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe blowing the whistle on Boeing? All right, folks, we're here now. And what the fuck news? And what the fuck news? Damn, I'm going long today. Oh, boy. I got Scott Bennett today, too. I think I have Scott Bennett coming on today. I have Juan O'Savin, Scott Bennett, and Tina Peters today. All after this. The three amigos. Sancho. All right. Check this out. You all thinking about going to Mexico anytime soon? I like bringing these out. You know, we got to talk about it. In what the fuck news, two detectives were searching for 43 missing students in Mexico, and they disappeared. So two detectives looking for 43 students who went missing almost 10 years ago have disappeared in Mexico. The country's president has announced, and the president announces this, like, but I don't know what happened to them, pero I don't know. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. I like that. Andrés Manuel López Obrador said that a search effort has been launched to find, a search effort has been launched to find the two federal detectives. A man and a woman speaking at his daily news briefing, López Obrador said, I hope this is not related to those who do not want us to find the youths. You think? So the disappearances were the latest sign of what appeared to be breakdown in the law and order in Guerrero State, home to the resort of Acapulco. The state has been dogged for a decade by the case of 43 students from a rural teacher's college in Guerrero, who disappeared in 2014 and are believed to have been abducted by local officials and turned over to the drug cartel. Students at the college, located in Tixila, North Acapulco, have a long history of demonstrating and clashing with police. And last week, a student was shot to death, and what police said was a confrontation with students riding in a stolen car. One of the police officers involved in the shooting had been detained and placed under investigation in the case after the president described the shooting as an abuse of authority and confirmed the dead student had not fired any gun. Folks, I'm telling you now, I've seen shit in Mexico. You want me to tell you a story? So anyway, these detectives are missing. They're gone. They're not going to find them. I'm going to tell you that right now. They might find their bones. One time in Juarez, Mexico, we went over there to drink and have a good time and do some gambling. And I'll never forget this. I was with my buddy Grady, Kevin Pry, and I think Danny, my buddy Danny. We park. He had a Pathfinder. We parked the Pathfinder, parallel parked it on the street of Mariscal, where all the hookers are. And we went to the bar, Fred's Rainbow Lounge, to get some sandwiches, get some beers. And then we were probably going to go to a pharmacy, get some painkillers to smuggle across the border. I don't know what we were going to do, but we were going to go have some fun. It was like the Wild West. The Wild West. So we're in Juarez. We go to get some drinks, and one of the street workers there was like, he asked us, he goes, Tu carros muy, tu trocas muy sucio. And we said, oh, yes, it is very dirty. You can clean the car. Go ahead. So he had his little bucket. He had his rag, soapy water. And so we let him. We said, go ahead, clean the car while we're gone. It was only going to cost like 10 bucks. And this guy went to work. He was washing the Pathfinder with his rag, dipping it in the bucket, washing the windshield. Well, we had a big spare tire on the back. We go have some beers. We go have some, we have some drinks. We're eating lunch. We come back out. We're going to go play some bets, but we had to cross back over the street. And I look at my friend's Pathfinder and I go, dude, didn't you have a spare tire on that thing? And he looks at me and he goes, dude, what the fuck? Yeah, that's how he used to talk. Dude, how did Scott used to talk? Grady. Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, what the fuck, dude? What the fuck? So we go over to the guy that's washing the Pathfinder. We're like, hey, compa, ¿dónde está the tire? And the guy looks at us, no sé, no sé. And then he looks and he sees that the spare tire is missing. So he kicks the bucket. He goes, king a tu madre. And we say, where's the fucking tire? Where's the tire? You steal it? As we're talking to the guy, I look to the left and there's a motherfucker rolling the tire. Rolling the tire as fast as he can. Some tweaked out crackhead. So I run and I grab the guy. Boom! I grab him by his collar, throw him down on the street and look at him. And he has spray paint. Gold spray paint all over his face. He's a drug addict, right? So I go, hey, Scott, he's right here. I got him, man. I got the tire. So Scott comes running. Kevin comes running. Danny comes running. And we look at the guy and we go, hey. They go, motherfucker, we know you were in on this. You don't just, you're not just so busy, so focused on washing the truck that someone takes the tire and you don't see it happen. You have to unscrew it. You got to do everything. No, pero it was not me. I promise you. I promise you. He was saying it in Spanish, but I'll say it in English so everyone can understand it better. So we say, all right, prove it to us. Prove it to us right now. And I said, we said, you got to fight the guy. So he goes, órale. So we move everything out of the way. We're all next to some dumpsters and some trash cans. And they put up their dukes, right, to fight. So he's going to prove to us that he wasn't in on it. He wasn't in on stealing the tire. So these two guys, the tweaker and the guy washing the truck, pair off. And, man, they start throwing blows. Weak-ass punches. It looked like two Somalians fighting. It was pathetic. It was funny. And we're all sitting there laughing like, oh, my God, this is great. I have a beer outside. I'm drinking my beer, watching this shit. Scott's watching. We're all fucking having a blast. Kevin Price laughing his ass off. And Danny's fucking laughing. We're all laughing, watching these guys trade blows. And they're falling all over the trash cans. I run over there. I split them up. I pull them out of the trash, split them up, have them fight again. And then the next thing you know, pop, pop, ping, bang, boom, the tweaker gets dropped. It's over. I raise the guy's hand that won. And, hey, the winner, hey! And we're all clapping. Tweaker, all of a sudden, the cops pull up. The federales pull up. They ask us what happened. We tell them, hey, it's all good. We had a fight. It's no big problem. They're like, no, what happened? And so we tell them that the guy stole the tire. Folks, no bullshit. This really happened. The guy gets up. The police grab him. He tries to run. They grab him. They pull him down on the street. We're like, hey, it's already over, man. Like, don't worry about it. The cops take out their billy clubs, and his teeth are flying all over the cement. The guy gets up again and tries to run. So he's running for his life. And we're witnessing this shit. They get him again. They drag him down. They hold him. And they throw him into the cop car. Boom. Head first. Oh, man. And then I could swear to you, man. What? And maybe I'll leave this part out. Man, it was crazy over there, man. Because we heard it. We heard it in the corner. We heard a pop-up. As soon as they took him around the corner, we hear a pop-up. It's crazy, man. I have some stories. I left a lot of stories out of the book, folks. A lot of stories out of the book. I left the donkey show out of the book. The donkey show. I saw a donkey show. Yep. All right, folks, I went way long today, way longer than I ever do, so I hope you enjoyed it. Some of you stuck around. Some of you got out. It's all right. All right, folks, I may change the title because I think the title is kind of lame. I don't know. But if you're watching this, it might be edited. Please like, share, and subscribe my videos. Share them out. Get them out there. You can hear more about the donkey show. Sancho's donkey show. Pero who needs? We don't need no stinking badges. All right, folks, I'm out. Love all you guys. Love my Black Sheep family. You keep me doing what I'm doing, folks. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the Black Sheep of broadcasting. Here comes the rooster. Later, folks. I'm out. Bye.